Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm in company of Justin Benson and Aaron Murad, directors of Moon Knight, a Marvel series on Disney Plus for March 30th. So, how did you use your experience on other movies and your expertise on the psychological thriller and horror genre in this series?
We got really lucky. I mean, we've been wanting to work with Marvel for a really long time. And the fact that something came around that they were open to working with us on that was so similar in tone to the independent features we do. That is to say, like you said, I mean, our indie features are a little hard to define, but they feel like that they're sort of defined by a rhythm of, okay, something tense or scary happens. And then a moment of levity is introduced and there's humor. And just sort of turning on emotions at a dime, we were really well suited to work on this project specifically with Marvel.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what are the positive aspects and the negative ones having, you know, the freedom of an origin story somehow, and the fact that at the moment this series does not necessarily connect with the current MCU?
Well, I'll actually start with the second part of your question with something kind of funny to say. There are no drawbacks to working with a fully original character that has no need to dovetail with another mythology. Our little indie films all share a mythology, like a teeny tiny micro budget MCU. And we really enjoyed that process, but being able to get the call and say, hey, just so you know, this is actually a character that has no strings attached and it can be anything it wants. And it must be mind bending and strange and dark, or we didn't do our jobs right. That's a pretty exciting call to take.
How did you collaborate with Mohamed Diab to create authenticity, not only on the location, but on Egyptian culture?
Mm-hmm.
When we first met Mohamed, the only thing we knew of him were his movies that we saw. And we had just recently seen Clash. And that movie, it's sort of like Fury Road. In that you watch it and you're like, I have no idea how this person is still walking among us. I don't know how he survived it. This is insane. This is like, it's just filmmaking on this whole other level. So being that was all we knew about him when we first met him, it was pretty intimidating. And then he's like the nicest guy in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just basically always ask him what he wants to do that day because he's a genius.
He's an incredibly passionate guy without any, anger, you know, like he's just so completely singularly obsessed and seems like he's always amazed by the world around him. And so we've been just so lucky to, you know, we sat down and screened a few movies talking about the visual language, and we all got to I believe I mentioned that we set up these kind of war rooms of where we'd work on the script and rehearse and all of that with him and the writers, producer, and the actors, and just watching him work and watching him tick and figure out things that our minds never even close to approached. It's really exciting. You don't get to do that in independent film because you work in a little bubble where you're, you know, you are just working with each other. So being able to like watch genius and steal from it, it's great.
And speaking of stealing from him, he has a fashion sense that is like just so off the charts as well.
Painful.
That you can let, we learned a lot from that being around him for sure.
I have to say that I read in the press notes that Mohamed Diab said that the inner conflict of the character was actually visual. So I'm asking you, how did you work on and play with the concept that who said that we can have two personalities making us better?
Well, as you just mentioned, Mohamed says that this concept is visual. And so one of the ways that we sat down outside of developing the script is we work with Mohamed and Greg, his cinematographer, but also we have this this incredible cinematographer we worked with named Andrew Palermo, who we view as a very close friend, but also like kind of a guru in some ways, our third director. And we would sit down and try to find ways to reflect whatever was happening on screen as something that could start giving clues to what's actually going on with him. At its most basic level, it's things like presenting him in reflections. It's things like triangular composition and things like that to hint towards the Egyptian mythology. But it was almost every single shot that we had originally planned. There was always something beneath it besides just the information, you know? And then we actually ended up modifying that a lot when we started working with Oscar and Ethan, because we wanted to make sure that we just captured their lightning in a bottle. And a lot of the time what they were putting forward just on their faces ended up being like a perfect synergy with all of these plans we'd made on whiteboards weeks before.
And we've been talking to Justin Benson and Haron Murad, co-directors with Mohamed Diab of Moon Knight, a Marvel series on Disney Plus for March 30th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.